Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Fourth of July.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You know, Oscar, it's crazy. The election is over a year away, and it's all we're hearing about in the news. If it's not the Republicans, it's the Democrats or the people that are supporting candidates. Mm-hmm. That's what's beginning now. And we actually have booked an interview here, and we want to get it on at the front part of the show. This is one of the biggest supporters of one of the candidates that's out there. And it's a famous person.
Oh, that's a huge get.
It's a famous, I should say, constituent that wants to sing the praises of this candidate. So
super PAC.
Super yeah. PAC indeed.
I want to hump Trump.
We're going to call him up at this point. He should be at his place of business, I believe. Usually after the third ring. Sometimes the fourth. Boy, I wish this was video so we could see him.
Hello.
Hello.
Donald, Donald Duck Trump's office.
Oh, is this the office of Donald Duck Trump?
Yeah, this is Donald Duck Trump's office.
And who am I speaking to?
This is the receptionist, Mickey. hi, Oscar.
Can we speak with Donald Duck Trump?
Yeah, we'd
love
to speak.
Hold on just a second.
Hey, before you go, Mickey, we actually have some availability on our network, and we have some production all ready to go.
Okay.
Would you ever like to do a podcast for us?
Sure. Yeah. What do we call it?
It's Mickey.
Let me get Donald Duck Trump.
Thank you. He'll be right with us. Oh.
Hello.
God bless you.
Sorry, I'm battling a bit of a cold.
Can you enter and sign in, please?
This is Donald Doug Trump, the probably the most successful, powerful cartoon character ever since cartoons have been invented.
Now you are.
I'm sorry, I got a little raspy throat today. Sorry about that. Hold on. Let me just take a sip of water. Hold
sure.
on just a second.
Sure.
I'll be right back with you. Who's calling? Is this the Mike O'Mara Show
Mike
again?
Mike O'Mara Show, this is again.
Hold on.
Yes, again. We've been pestering
that's good
you.
Water. Okay, hold on.
What kind of water is that?
Hold on. It's just the sparkling Donald Duck Trump water.
Can you describe it?
It comes right after Bill, right off the bill. Yes. Hi, how are you? It's great to be with you. This is, it's an honor to talk to me. I don't know what it is for me to talk to you, but, being one of the most powerful, successful cartoon characters in the history of cartoon characters, it's great to be here, and I'm ready for the interview. Ask any questions you have.
Most people don't know, Donald, that you actually helped build the Magic Kingdom.
That's right.
I actually was instrumental in creating the entire Magic Kingdom. The Magic Kingdom and all of the Disney properties would not exist without Donald Dunk Trump. And that's why they show me the respect they show me. That's why I have a large closet full of custom-made jackets that they make for me.
Oh, the sailor suit?
Yes. No pants. No pants. Make sure there are no pants.
Can you describe your sailor suit?
Hold
to
on.
Us?
My lunch is arriving. Oh, okay. Just a second here. Let me see what I've got here. Oh, cheeseburgers, my favorite.
Multiple cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers and, I have to tell her, the waitress. All right, yes, go ahead, continue.
Now, since you were instrumental in the construction of not only Disneyland, but also Disney World, both of the Magic Kingdoms.
Yes, of course.
Is it true that when you built the one in Florida, Disney World, you made the castle taller?
The tallest castle of any amusement park in the continental United States. They could have gone to the other characters. You won't see any of the losers from SeaWorld or Universal Studios coming over to the Magic Kingdom. You know why?
Why?
Very simply. Hold on. Because they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed when they see how successful Donald Duck Trump has been. And that's why all the other characters in the Disney family look up to me because I'm their undisputed leader.
Do you deal with the other characters?
Oh, Mickey is here, Pluto, Goofy, you know, they're rubes, really.
Really?
They wouldn't be anywhere without me, you know, and you might say that Mickey, because he was the first, was somewhat of a hero. He's no hero.
He's not?
He's no, no, I don't like heroes. I'm not a big fan of that word. I don't consider myself a hero. What I consider Donald Duck Trump to be is an unbelievably powerful, successful, good manager of other cartoon characters. That's what I am.
You
hold
manage
on. Can
the
I,
other
would
characters?
You mind? I know we're doing an interview.
Yes.
May I have a bite of my cheeseburger
please,
while
sure,
we're doing
sure.
this?
Please,
thank
that's
you.
Wrong.
Hold on. I have to thank the waitress again.
Okay,
go ahead. Continue with the interview,
if you don't mind, Donald.
Would you like to identify who you're speaking with to your
Donald,
listeners,
Donald
please?
Duck Trump.
Right.
Thank you. I wanted to hear you say it.
And you're at your office in the Magic Kingdom, right?
I'm at the top floor of the Magic Kingdom.
Top
up right where the top spire is.
Oh, you're
there's
in the
no,
castle.
There's no princess in here. This is mine. This is where I belong. All right?
Donald,
no mistake about it.
Donald, let's talk about your foreign policy.
Yes.
What of Euro Disney?
Yeah.
Euro Disney, look, I understand that this is a global economy, but what they are, the people that don't understand this about Euro Disney, those people are killers. Those cartoon characters with their French language are killers. And if we don't put our hammer down, they're going to send all of their foreign character cartoons over to our country, and it's going to be a disaster. And the next thing you know, you'll have Disney properties sprouting up in China, and you don't want China to get any of these.
Just to
you don't want any Asian cartoon characters like Naruto?
Well,
Naruto, no, you can save that for your producer, Rob. Thank you.
For clarification, Donald Duck Trump, you do have a Shanghai Disney,
yes,
and you also have a property in Hong Kong.
Well, there's certainly a lot of duck egg on my face now, isn't there? Here's a note to all junior broadcasters. Before you're going to go into a Disney bit, know where their properties are located. But I will tell you this, even though there's one in Shanghai, we sold it to them. I do business with the Chinese characters. I know that. I do that on a regular basis. But that doesn't mean we have to let them get over on us. You know what the Disney characters in Shanghai are?
What?
They're smart. And they're smarter than our current leadership. That's why we have to be smarter. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. I do.
Thank you.
While we're talking... Oh, pardon me. While we're talking...
Hold on. Oh, okay. Hold on. My wife... Duckalania just walked in.
Duckalania. I thought you were with Daisy.
Daisy Duck.
No, it's Duckalania. Oh. Duckalania, how are you? Okay.
I love her.
I was just telling
Now,
are you still
apologize.
Hanging with, are you still hanging with your nephews?
My nephews, Huey and Dewey?
And Louie.
And Louie. Yes, they're still around here. They're pathetic losers. They are totally pathetic losers. The only reason they're still in my employ is they wrote me some good one-liners about Rosie O'Duckle.
Now, while we're talking international relations, do you ever leave the castle and head over to Epcot Center?
I don't. I stay in the castle and have people come to me. Occasionally, I will have a meeting with my ex-wife, Duckanka. Other than that, I have my sons who are here, Donald Duck Jr. and Danana, Duckana, Duckvana. Sorry. I'm sorry. Can you tell this was conceived 2 seconds before the show started? We've got a very powerful organization. Yes, Oscar.
Most people talk about your fortune, Donald Duck Trump, and the legacy that Scrooge McDuck left for you.
No, that's right. You come from old money.
Well, it was always a goal of mine to open up a golf course in Scotland, and that was, of course, because of my uncle Scrooge McDuck. And they gave me such a hard time because the people over there are losers. They don't understand what strong and big and successful is. And as soon as Donald Duck Trump got off his private jet and got on Scottish soil, I mentioned the fact that I had Scrooge McDuck, who was my uncle. And once they got a chance to meet me, Donald Duck Trump, and my lovely wife, Duckania, they were very thrilled with the project. And I am really excited that we are going to have one of the best duck pond golf courses you have ever seen, where all the ducks can play, and it'll be something that'll be a treasure for the Scottish ducks.
But I apologize,
no,
Rob.
It's fine,
I just, speaking of money, and we would be remiss to not mention it, that duck pin bowling really made an impact on your fortune.
I invented that.
Yes.
I invented that. I said, look, what a wonderful name, duck. Is there anything more American? There's the other word that has another letter that begins with, but I'm not going to talk about that right now. I said, this is wonderful. Duck pin bowling will be fantastic. And listen, I'm looking at my watch now. I'm running out of time. I invite both of you boys to come out and see the greatest sports team in the history of sports team. I'm talking, of course, about the Mighty Duck.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of America. President Camacho.
Your monkey ass down. Chill out. I know it's bad right now with all that starving bullshit and the dust storms and we running out of french fries and burrito coverings.
Yeah.
But I got a solution.
That's what you said last time, dipshit.
Got a solution? You're a dick.
South Carolina, what's up?
That's what I thought. Now, I understand everyone's emotional right now, but listen up. I got a 3-point plan to fix everything.
Break it down, Camacho.
Number one, we got this guy not sure. Number two, he's got a higher IQ than any man alive. And number three, he's gonna fix everything. I give you my word as president. Fix the problems with all the dead crops. He's gonna make them grow again. And that ain't all. I give you my word. He's gonna fix the dust storms too. I give you my word. He's gonna fix the economy.
President Camacho stood before the world and promised everyone that Joe would solve all their problems. He would not only end the Dust Bowl and heal the economy, but he would cure acne and car sickness as well. And if he didn't, President Camacho made another promise. He would kick Joe's smart balls all the way up to the roof of his smart mouth, and then he would throw his brainy ass back in jail. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
Hey everybody, it's Mike O'Mara. Happy 4th of July weekend. I love this time of year. All the kids gathering around the tree, opening stockings and presents. It's absolutely incredible, and I really hope you enjoy it too. And listen, have a cup of eggnog, go with your friends to carol, go to see friends during this time of year because it's a time of camaraderie. Happy 4th of July weekend, everybody.
Here to tell you that last night was one of the most successful social evenings in the history of the O'Maras in Maine. The whole family came over.
In this incarnation of the O'Maras in Maine or overall?
The family on my back deck, people that I haven't socialized with for long periods of time, and everybody having a great time, and the kids doing that. The one piece of knowledge that that came out of this, and this might enlighten others in our listening audience like it enlightened me, is I always wondered when you see certain Adam Sandler movies.
Right.
And you see, for example, a Kevin James movie called Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Yeah.
You would say, you know, what in the name of God is going on? How can this guy continue?
Right.
I like Kevin James. He's a very nice guy. I've had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of times, but you know, these movies, it's the kidlings.
Exactly.
Because my cousin Billy's kids and my cousin Teddy's kids were over here, and they hit the couch and got the old Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 on pay-per-view, and they were amused for the evening.
Aww.
And suddenly, like a bolt of lightning, it hit me. That's what kids dig.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's what they are enjoying.
Watching movies? Why,
no.
Well, no, I mean, this type of movie.
Oh, yeah, the dumb comedies? Yeah.
The really dumb, stupid comedies. Yeah. And I think it just reminds me that I have to remember that my demographic is not everybody else's demographic.
So true.
That's
and
why
you know
these
what?
Movies are successful.
You are not that far away, Mike, from being dragged to seeing Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2 and all those movies in the theater. Because
little Michael, Grown Ups 10.
Yeah, he's going to love them. He's going to love them. And there is something magical about Kevin James. That kids adore. I don't understand it.
Well, he's the big, fat, goofy guy. I think that's...
But kids hate me.
Because you have it. You're imposing. You're a little bit imposing.
Mr. Rob's going to eat me.
Rob's going to eat me.
Get in my belly.
Watch out there. So they love that.
Honestly, that was just mean. I am so sorry. I love you, Rob.
That's different than normal.
I've already jumped the shark as far as my kid watching TV. I told you, you know, we're supposed to wait till 3. We completely blew it.
Right.
He's 2 years old. He goes through now, and I say, "You want to watch Tomas?" Tomas is Thomas the Train Engine.
Right.
He says, Tomas. I said, he goes, "No." I said, "You want to watch Super Y?" No.
What's Super Y?
Super Y is Super Y. Super Y.
The Y chromosome?
Let me see if I can bring up the theme for you. Super Y is one of the... they're all shows on Sprout. And, you know, I watch all these shows with my son.
It's a great network.
Now, Rob, you can testify to the fact that during my first go-round, being the absentee dad that I was, probably wasn't in tune with what the kids were watching.
Well, I remember an evening with when your daughters, and it wasn't about Sprout and Super Y. We say, so you want to watch Cops? You want to watch Cops? You just weren't really in tune with the youngins.
Yeah,
Cops.
Exactly. Why?
Super Y. Do you sing it to Michael?
Yeah, well, I don't sing that one to him. I sing other songs.
Which one do you sing?
What's the plot of Super Y?
Super Y, now you're getting me confused.
Is it a lot of like, why is the sky blue?
Why
does daddy have gray hair?
They're super readers.
Why is daddy sleeping through the night but getting up at 4:30?
They're super readers. They help kids read.
Okay, that's good.
Let me give you a little Super Y. Here we go. This is what the modern two-year-old. There's a better clip.
Nice.
And they're all in a library, and the books are floating around, and then they're in their spaceships and their superhero costumes. And they're the kids that, because they're Super Y, they're the readers.
Right.
And they modify stories to help make the story better when the story has a problem. So.
Oh, I see. So.
Choose your own adventure?
Yeah, kind of.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, let me give you the
other
thing.
We should invent a children's show. Like
a what show?
A children's show.
Children's.
How about Rough Tweed and Dave? All right, hold on.
Rough Ruff is one name, I'm guessing.
Now, this is the one of all of them. This is the one I despise.
Oh.
Because this has the one thing Barney had, and this one has lots of, and that is the fake kids giggle. Where you get one of the characters that goes, like that. I don't need that. That's so let me see if I've got this one for you. Hold on just a second. There it is. Yeah, thank you. Okay.
It's British,
I'll
huh?
Get of that.
Ruff Ruff Tweed and Dave actually is doing mornings on 98 Rock now.
So what does little Michael, what is he into if he says no to Super Y?
That's the problem. He goes through it. He doesn't want to watch Super Y anymore. He doesn't want to watch Thomas the Train Engine anymore. He doesn't want to watch Super Y anymore. And we're trying to find different stuff for him.
Sesame Street's coming to HBO.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, you can, as long as you have premium.
Sesame Street.
Well, they're going to show a lot more skin.
He still likes the
A lot more felt.
Let me see the other one here.
Awesome.
Hold on.
Strong felt contact.
That's right.
I do dive into the Disney Channel occasionally and watch Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
Have you heard of that one? Not aware of Jake and the Neverland Pirates.
What about the Disney Junior? They got all those Mickey Mouse shows on there now.
Still?
Still.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second. Let me
see. Teen Nick is good.
Teen Nick.
I knew it.
Yeah, that's all you need to know. That's it. I knew it. They all say that.
You can't get him hooked on a good show like iCarly?
No. No, because he's two. He doesn't speak the language. How can he watch iCarly?
Comedy's very broad. I think he'd be okay with it.
Speaking of kids, I tried to do...
How bored was Rob with that little exchange?
Oh, he's just like, oh,
I mean, all right. I'll take a slug of water there. That's
I apologize for having a sip of water.
I tried to do the sneeze for my niece, who I had a similar issue with when I was trying to figure out what she wanted to do, the Donald Duck sneeze. And I couldn't quite do it as well as you do.
Oh, I doubt that very much. I'd love to hear how you did it.
Now, let's hear Mike's first.
Why don't you do yours first, yes, and then I will try to do mine, all right?
This is going to be embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then, incidentally, Oscar is referring to the Donald Duck sneeze, which
for kids.
Is something I've done for kids all over the world.
I got to clear my throat.
Yes.
Sorry, very good.
That's all I got. I can make Donald go crazy, I think.
Can you make Donald shake the water off his bill?
No, I'm going to let you do it in a second, but let me try.
Would you like that? Would you like that one first, or would you like the traditional Donald Duck sneeze?
Let me just try one more time.
All right, here we go.
All right, Noelle, since you're the youngest one in the room, darling, would you please go over to Mr. Santana's station, please, and stand next to him? I need to see you in order for this trick to work, okay?
Okay.
So Noelle is making her way over to Oscar Santana as we speak, and if she can hear me through Oscar's headphones. Noelle, what I'm going to need you to do now is I'm going to hand you through the TV monitor. Here is the imaginary pepper.
You have to reach and grab it.
Take the imaginary pepper.
No, you have to reach and grab it.
Yeah. And then what?
Is this on
Did
HBO?
She take the imaginary pepper?
It's right, on now Showtime.
Now you throw the imaginary pepper in my face, okay?
In his face or Oscar's?
In Mike O'Mara's face.
Throw
the pepper.
Okay. Can I just say, I have had an easier time with an 8-month-old than I have with this particular...
Well, Mike, what happens? They say this. As kids grow up...
I don't have headphones on.
All right, give her the headphones. We'll start all over again.
As kids grow up, Mike, they lose the ability to make believe.
All right, Noelle, you see the imaginary pepper in my hand right here?
Okay, yeah.
All right, I'm going to reach through the monitor, and I'm going to hand you the imaginary pepper.
Got it.
All right, now what I want you to do, Noelle, is I want you to shake the imaginary pepper in my face, okay?
Ready?
And here we go.
I'm going to throw it.
I made myself laugh. That is so unprofessional.
Stop it! Because this is all about professionalism.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Noelle, would you like to see me shake the water off Donald's bill?
I would.
Right, here we go. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week. Thank you very much. You can go back to your workstation now. Oh, and I get a better look at Oscar's haircut.
Yeah, nice,
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow.
I got the kid in play.
That is serious. Wow. That is like modern cartel right there. That is.
Channel's like, you got a black man's haircut.
It's high and tight.
I found Rocky. Yes.
Yeah, high and tight.
Would you be a dear just for a second to take the headphones off so we can get one quick look at that, please? Oh, my. Oh, wow.
There's a lot of precision there. Let's see the profile of the beard. Wow. That is terrific. Look at that. That is something again.
He was so proud of what he did that he took pictures afterwards.
Really?
Seriously?
How long were you in the chair?
It's an hour and a half going up right on the wall next to the Dr. Martin Luther King.
You got a picture of you?
Well, it's the type of place where they put pictures up of the haircuts they made.
Mike,
it's
awesome. So you're now the number 26?
I'll be the number two. Can I get the number 26?
Mike, we should send a picture. We should send a photo of you over.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, because I know they'd appreciate
it. The one accoutrement they have is they give you the full, they've got the real, like, Mexican Coke, Mexican Fanta, Mexican Sprite.
Yeah, real sugar sodas.
They give you one when you walk in.
Now, that is classy. Right? I like that.
They don't do that anywhere else.
Getting back to the kiddies things, I have to share with you the all-time, my favorite, and one that he no longer is really all that interested in watching.
Right.
It was so quick. It was a matter of weeks that he watched this show, but this was my all-time favorite right here. This is it.
Oh, is it the car?
Nope. See if you can guess.
Paddington Bear.
Nope.
Oh, Sex in the City.
That does sound
good.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
You know, this is not the right one.
My dog Spot.
That's not. Hold on. I'm gonna
Robert
I'm gonna
was into
another.
A show called Broom.
Oh.
B-R-U-M, and it was about a small...
Matt Broom?
Yes. It's our engineer's Chinese cousin. That's Thomas, right?
Yeah.
Thomas the Train.
Right? Thomas the Train.
Yeah, he's not into him anymore. That's quick.
Here we go. Thomas is the cheeky one. He's the cheeky one. He's vain but lots of fun. Pulls the mail on time. Thunders down the line. Really knows her stuff. Henry. Edward.
Has father issues.
Toby's just square. Toby's the a-hole in the group. Yeah, everybody. And Falling Fright. Red and green and brown and blue. They're the really useful crew. Different roles to play. Round Tidmouth sheds and far away. Down the hills and round the bends. Thomas and his friends.
My
beautiful.
Thank you.
Why
thank
are
you
very all much. The kids' shows British, though?
Because they're smarter than we are and they make better content.
Well,
that's what it is.
I'm not sure they were so smart when they lost the war.
I'll tell you, they didn't lose the war, Rob. They helped us win the war.
Mike,
come on now.
Well,
stop
it depends
it.
On which war you're talking about. I'm talking about 1812.
Can I try the one. Donald thing again?
Yes.
After seeing you do it.
All right,
can
go
you.
Ahead. All right, what you do is you take it back here and you do the lead up to the sneeze, which is.
No, I don't want to sneeze. I want the crazy one. The crazy one.
Oh, that's
one.
Where. Well, you don't have the jowl for it.
Can
so
you pass
I have the
me
jowl.
The pepper?
Okay, here you go.
You don't need the pepper to go crazy.
How does it go?
You're not even getting it right. You don't do that.
Well,
you just,
teach me, sensei.
Okay, I'll throw a bucket of water on your face, and now you have to shake the water off
okay.
your bill.
All
and
right.
you do that by loosening your cheeks, which in my case are much looser than yours anyway.
All right.
Based on my Winston Churchill jowl. And then you go, you do the Donald yeah. sound, which is the... And as you were doing the... You shake your head violently back and forth, causing it to appear like you're shaking water off the... Pony,
okay.
stop looking at me. There, you shake it off the...
okay.
So funny.
Hey,
with
you know what? You know, you really should show a little bit of respect. Normally, kids pay top dollar at the camp for all of this.
The impressionist camp.
Yeah, it's out of Meriwether
can
Post.
You, okay, I got... All right. Throw the bucket. Of water.
Okay, here's the water. I throw the bucket of water. Now okay. shake the water up.
I love
bill.
Pantomime on the radio.
That's pretty damn good.
All right. Oh, there we go. Nice.
So we know that he can do it. Do you suppose Pony could?
Pony, would you like to try the Donald Duck sneeze?
I would not.
Come on.
I'll give it a shot.
Be
keep
a
your
sport.
Job. All right.
Oh, no,
I can't do it.
Rofo, can you do the sound? Can you do that sound?
Oh, he's okay. got it. He's got it. He's got it.
Try, try
after
first
years
of all.
Of
try
vaping.
Try the sneeze. Try the sneeze. All right, that was
awesome. Sorry, buddy.
He thought that was
try
great.
To.
Was
we'll call
now,
you.
So now try to shake the water off your bill.
Oh, yeah.
Noel, would you like to give it a try? Would you like to give the old college try here?
You do it again so I can hear it again.
Okay, so
bossy,
please. I can't do that.
Okay, and Rob Spiewak, you know I've never given you the opportunity.
I don't know that I do Donald Duck. Hold on,
you're so.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I knew he'd do it. I knew he'd be able to do it.
Oh. I can't say chew and do it. How do you form the word?
You sound like you're on a voice changer when you did it.
Well, you know, it's like looking ahead 5 years.
I also, to wrap this whole ridiculous
yes.
segment up, I also do a pretty decent version of Happy Birthday.
You
oh,
do?
Please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Rob. Happy birthday to you.
That's something.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and you know what's great about that, Mike, is you bring a sexiness to the character.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, that's right.
That never had in the cartoon. Oh.
The best of O'Mara.
Good news for the main viewers up here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
We don't have an exact time yet. We don't even have a locked-in time, or do we, for the interview. But I'm probably going to be hopping on that wonderful television program, The 207.
Yes.
And the best news of all, they're coming to me.
Yeah, you want to talk about Mr. Big Shot. They're doing like the Entertainment Tonight thing. They're coming to your home.
An on-location shot.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. They've been very good to me on this. And now the cool thing about this is this, I think, I could be totally wrong, but I believe this show used to air in the Portland, Maine market, and now it's all the way up here in the Bangor area as well.
No
so
kidding.
So you see it on both.
So your neighbors can see it.
I think they
combined. So Travis can see it.
Yeah, did Travis build a TV?
Travis? Who's Travis? Oh, you mean Jesse?
Jesse,
that's
yes,
right.
Of course.
Why do you call him Travis? Travis was the guy that looked at the
porn
at the radio station.
No,
I don't have a
porn guy.
What are you talking about? Stop it. So they're coming up here, and the question I have is, you know that I'm a little bit hinky about where I
where
am,
you live. Right?
Exactly.
You
know,
I'm a little hinky just about. I don't necessarily want. I love the exposure for the show. I like it for my own, meaningless ego gratification. It's who doesn't like to be on the Magic Box?
Sure.
Everybody likes to be on the Magic Box, but I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do, you know, give them a tour or have exterior shots or stuff.
Couldn't,
I don't know what to do.
What they'll do,
sure
what is
do.
What you'll need to do, and this will be my favorite thing in the piece, will be the shot of you at your studio pretending to do the show. And you know they're going to ask you to do it.
They're going to want to be up in my bedroom.
Yeah,
they're
going
to want to be up.
And
listen, I'd like to save the crew trouble.
Yes.
So what I'm thinking, if they come up to the bedroom to show the studio, which is really one little, like, four square foot area of my bedroom, then I would probably like to do the rest of the interview in bed.
Oh, I think that's
and I mean,
nice.
with the covers pulled up.
No, not infirm, like when John Lennon did his bed in.
Oh, okay.
It's sexy, not sad.
Yeah, absolutely. No. I don't want, I want them to show the studio.
Bed.
I don't necessarily want them to show the bedroom.
Lay in bed and talk like Jack Kent Cook. Why you do the interview?
I believe that this is the finest podcast in the nation.
No, nice. You'll be fine because you have your portable background, what says the Mike O'Mara Show. So no matter where you are, it's going to look professional.
Can you hire a couple guys to carry that background with you wherever you go?
Yes, and a couple guys to carry you in a chair.
Yeah, I'll go down to the local Home Depot and see who's waiting outside looking for it. I'll call TaskRabbit. I'll get TaskRabbit online.
Excellent memory.
I'll get that today. I'll go by the local Walmart and find some gutter punks and have them come over and say they're my bodyguards. That's exactly what
I'll about do. Asking your neighbor Jesse if he doesn't mind an exterior shot of you walking through what for the TV viewers could be your own home vegetable garden.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
I grow make it. Oh, would that make,
yes,
would that make that, it oh, me a god up in Maine?
Yes.
Yes, I grow my own and I make my own timber and my own sawmill here.
You could say, if you said, I do the podcast to pay the bills, but of course my passion is my orchard.
Is my orchard that I have. I just planted that in the spring. We're very, very excited. That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
They're coming up nicely. You'll notice my vegetable garden, and I've got my own blueberry patch here. And, yes, I cure and store my own meats.
And,
thank you.
And,
thank
Mike,
you
you're
so
wearing
much,
a seersucker suit.
Yes, and a straw boater
right,
hat.
Well, thank you. And I'll just make it a southern accent, even though it's Maine. Well, it's great to see everybody from this area code.
Oh, I think, Mike, I think that's a misstep. You should talk like the Pepperidge Farm guy.
Now, Rob has been dealing with these people, and I'd like to get you've been very careful to ask permission for can they have my information.
What was so funny?
But I got the distinct feeling last night you were handing it off to me. Now.
No, not at all.
Because
what I
you
wanted
said
to
they
do,
need to contact you, and that's fine. I'm fine with that.
What the thing is I've been dealing with a great guy, and he was recommended to us by remember Brett Whitmarsh, who
Brett
was our good friend up there,
great friend of the show, fantastic
and he said
guy.
that uh, you know who would be great to do this interview is Rob Caldwell. He's a fantastic interviewer, and that's who I've been dealing with. And
now, what do I do if you say that and Whitmarsh says that, and he arrives on my front porch and looks at me and says, well, what can you tell me about these underpriced lobsters?
Or even worse, if he said, we found your name in a data dump.
I knew. Rob's going to try to mention my nice. Name in association with that every day on
no,
the show.
No.
You've done it now four
no,
days in a row.
No.
Rob Spiewak's name was in Ashley Madison.
It was for the show.
Rob Spiewak's name yeah. was in Ashley
no,
Madison.
No, Mike. It was
if you
not
saw
actually
my wife
in
going
there,
through
but,
that, you would be
But I did love, yeah. I do love prostitutes. I just I didn't go to the website.
They're not prostitutes.
I just knew you
They're
were going to go there.
Women.
Of course. When you started. But anyway, so what's the next step here? They're going to be
the
coming
next step,
by next Wednesday?
Is we that firm it up. By? Yeah, Wednesday is the day they offered, and it all works out.
A
I
week
felt
from
so
this
stupid.
Wednesday.
I felt so stupid because I sent you an email, and the original draft was, is it okay if I give them your information, like your phone number, your email, and your home address? And then I'm thinking, well, they're coming to his home. How am I not going to give them the home
yeah,
address?
Yeah, I was kind of curious as to what that exchange was all about,
Mike,
and I chalked it up to the fact that maybe you're a little shell-shot right now.
No, it's not that. I never give out anyone's personal information without their permission.
He doesn't like doing that. He even asked me sometimes. He said, can I give a personal address for someone to
well,
send you
cool.
something?
Well, that's cool. I right. appreciate that, but the fact is they can have all that.
Okay,
I
had to give your, at least, at the very least, your email and preferably your phone number because they'll have to coordinate day of, and that's the thing that I was most concerned about. I'll take care of everything other than that.
You know, when you sent this, it said, do I have permission to give your contact to the interviewer, Rob Caldwell? Obviously, he needs your home address, but I mean email and cell. I was really saying, nothing, please. Nothing.
Well,
have
I
him,
envision...
I'll meet him on the street.
I envision you meeting him at like Wimpy's restaurant and then blindfolding him and driving him in.
What about, Mike, if you really want to endear yourself to your viewing public, yeah. you
up
should.
Here. Up
yeah,
here.
Yes, you should. Yes. That's what I mean. You should go down to the docks, talk to one of the lobster fishermen and say, look, for this shot, here's $100. I need a slicker and I need some boots and I just want you to back up and I'm just going to get on and get
how
off.
Cool,
or
how
a,
cool
an arrival.
Be.
Yeah,
he comes
an
in.
Arrival. You
yeah.
come in. It's a shot.
I just sit there and go, hey, how you doing? Yep, just helping a friend out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. That would be so fake yes. and so fantastic.
And if you got off the boat yeah. and you said, the interview is today? Oh, of course it is. Let me take off my lobster gear and head to my studio.
Yes. That would be it. You step off the boat like the hero you are.
Yes.
You don't even get paid to be on that boat. But you know what? Why not? You're a man's
no,
man.
I don't get a nickel. I'm just helping the industry.
Yes.
Oh, good Lord. That would be something
right?
else. Not, yeah, but the effort required will not be expended by me. No, I just, I think I'm helping the economy by having the show up here.
I agree. Because they have to buy their Slim Jim somewhere, and it might as well be in your hometown.
Yeah.
No, you know what? It's a sophisticated audience that watches
or
the 207.
What about
we've done very well with our TV program.
Yes.
May
yes.
I, just one more pitch, and this is not, you don't have to talk to
We're just
strangers.
Spitballing here, Mike. This is no bad idea.
You know, can I just interrupt for a second?
Yes.
There is a show up here called Bill Green's Maine, and he's some local guy, you know, that does the, you know, yeah, we're going to go to the lake this weekend. You know, he's one of these guys, and I think maybe I'm just going to make a pitch for his job.
You could.
With a slightly, you know, more, no, they'd probably reject that.
But Mike O'Mara's Maine, or would you keep the same name?
Mike Green. Just like the hockey player.
What about
Mike Green's Maine?
What a good-looking guy this one is.
White guy, I
yeah,
see.
Yeah, you can do that.
Is this the interviewer or the Bill Green guy?
Bill Green.
Bill Green.
Let me see. Can I see a picture? Hold that up to the screen.
White guy,
you know
mustache,
what's great? Good DJ name.
White hair.
Hey, welcome to the afternoon lunch counter. I'm Bill Green.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's what they're dealing with. I could replace
What
that.
About this, Mike? You're walking, you yes. know, the that street where your family home is, right?
Yes.
You're walking down yes. the street.
Not going anywhere near there. I got to live with these people.
But you're just walking down. You say, look, my roots are in Maine. And you start, my sister lives right there. My cousin lives
yeah,
right
show
there.
Show everybody's home.
Just no, a tight shot of the address.
No, it's just a tight shot of you walking down the street. You close off the streets on both sides.
I like your lobster boat idea a lot better than
okay.
that.
I do too.
I
okay.
truly
yeah.
do.
There's my friend John. No, that's my yeah. cousin, John.
That's right. It was the 4th of July. You and I were fire. Fireworks.
the best of O'Mara.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Sleep Number. Are you tempted to consider any new mattress that you've heard about or seen online just because you're desperate for better sleep? Well, hold your horses, Buster. Don't make that mistake. Before you do anything else, you must go to a Sleep Number store, because at the Sleep Number store, you can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts on each side to your ideal firmness and support. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal setting and change it whenever I want. Plus, it adjusts on both sides, so it's a perfect bed for couples. Just ask Mrs. O'Mara. She lets me know that all the time. With optional Sleep IQ technology, it even tracks your sleep so you know what to adjust to sleep better, like changing your Sleep Number setting. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was 95, and I feel great. You cannot afford another restless night's sleep. You can afford a Sleep Number bed. Come in during the lowest prices of the season sale, where a queen Sleep Number C2 mattress is only $699.99. Sleep Number beds and Sleep IQ technology only available at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Hey, don't forget to take a selfie with your salesperson and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. So over the weekend, it was very, very busy, and I want to thank everybody for... I was one of those guys. I tried not to be one of those guys, but I was one of those guys that put the Facebook tribute to the missus out there. And,
you're an old softy.
I tried to low-key it a little bit because of my track record. I just don't want to get too gushy.
No. I mean, when you get it right, Mike, you know it.
Well, you can say that. But the fact is, when you have my track record, you temper the enthusiasm. I've read many of the Facebook posts that say something along the lines of, Janet and I don't know where I'd be without her. I look forward to the rest of my life. It says she's the greatest thing. That's I don't want to go too far with that in case, something can always go wrong.
Yeah. Well, Mike, what is the prime directive? Don't get happy.
Don't get happy.
I mean, the marriage is fine, and that's great.
Yeah. It's doing really, really well. We are having an absolutely incredible.
You're in a good place.
Both parties are satisfied
right now.
We are. It's fantastic. We're having a spectacular week.
A couple of days.
It's going well. No, but so I didn't gush, but I gushed enough where I couldn't believe it. And Oscar mentioned this to me, and I'm more acutely aware of it now. How many people when I put something up like that, how many people like it?
Now you're just bragging.
Well, no, I am bragging because it was...
How many likes did you get?
He won't know offhand.
I'm going to go to it. Hold on. I'll go to it right now.
Because I'll share with you what I wrote. Yeah.
Because it was tempered.
Would you be so kind as to...
Oh, HBS, way to go.
Good day for him today?
Well done. Well done.
Don't let him distract you, Mike. Back to the
subject
at hand.
Stay in the satisfactory place of your marriage.
Yes.
All right.
Would you be kind enough to read?
Write to HBS, the pinup of the day.
Can you read the post? Or is it too long?
Do you have some romantic music for me?
Of course, I do.
All right. I have a pug post. I put that. That was funny.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, that pug post was funny.
All right, I'm ready. Whenever you have some, yes. Hi, everybody. No, I didn't put hi, everybody.
Oh, no. Well, you see, then you messed it up. Okay.
Okay.
Three. Two, one.
From September 12th at 5:14 p.m., Carla and I celebrate 6 years married today, almost 12 years together. She's been my everything, plain and simple. We have been through so much, and the adventure is just beginning. Thank you all for making her a part of your life as well. I love you, Carla, and I love the life we have made together.
Aww.
That's it.
Very
nice. Sweet.
Why were you laughing during that? Okay. You brought great joy to the new intern as well.
I'm glad. Adrian, do you have a girlfriend, young man?
He's getting his microphone.
I am single and looking.
Okay, thanks. Give it back.
By the way,
that was great.
He said looking, not licking. And let's work on our diction.
I have 115 comments.
Wow.
I read most of them too, and one like. One K like.
Oh, 1,000 likes.
1K like.
That's 1,000.
You're on fire.
Yeah.
Yes, that's 1K
wow.
likes.
Mm. Yeah,
but he did say one like.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have to understand the system to master it.
My funnier.
I'm powerful jealous.
We should have a regular Monday feature. Mike's weekend posts. Because that's all. It'd be like Gordon Liddy reading the newspaper. You know? Yesterday, the funnier one.
Here's Liddy reading the paper, Mike. All right.
From the pages of the Washington Post, it says here, let me read to you.
The alternative newspaper.
The funnier post was the post about Beluga. So I said yesterday morning, since the baby got up at 5 a.m. this morning, we decided to put him down for an early nap. Carla zooms off to Zumba. Thank you, Rob. And I am in the house listening for any signs of my son stirring. I keep hearing things and checking his monitor, only to see he is enjoying blissful slumber. Soon I realize that every sound that I've been hearing is coming out of an elderly pug.
Oh.
Beluga, who is also sleeping in one of his 18 hours a day, is snorting, wheezing, popping, grunting, and generally making all the sounds a pug makes while trying to force air into a head that God did not intend for air to be forced into. Happy Sunday, everybody. Pug life.
Pug life, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so it was... It
very,
was
both very sweet. And yeah. You're watching mm-hmm. your son.
Yeah.
You're watching your pug.
The dog yes. is cheating death.
Yeah. A full weekend for me to benefit the local hospital. They had a golf tournament here that I played in with family members and an old friend of mine and my family's. And so it was terrific. The thing about the... Not the greatest golf course in the world, but I will tell you
how many
it got holes? The job done. It's a 9-hole golf course that we went around twice. So it was 18 holes of golf.
Sure.
As my brother-in-law sent me a text yesterday, 18,000 steps that he had on his Fitbit. So wow. 18,000 steps. I'm not
that's
sure how many miles that translates.
Is that cart golf? Are you
what's
playing
that?
Cart golf? Or
no,
you...
we walked the golf course.
Wow.
We
did
walked
you find
the golf course.
That you, when you played the nine the second time, you did better because you knew the course?
No, because at this point, Rob, when you're walking 9 holes for me, my body starts to shut down. Walking 18
shut
holes.
Shut down,
I'm, oh, I can't. I'm beginning to see double. My legs are seizing. You know, it's just the pain. I had pain in different spots. I got up. That was Saturday during the day on my anniversary day. That night, at one point, I got up from the dining room table. And the legs were just like yeah. It was a lot of climbing and a lot of that stuff that we had. But
understood.
It was a wonderful, wonderful time. A good time was had by all. And then I reflected on the food that they have. And here's the great thing about a Maine golf tournament.
Yes,
the volunteers showed up and they had lobster stew. Maine lobster stew for lunch.
Wow.
After the golf tournament, how? How great is that, like Heinegarden? How great is that?
Jeffrey
How
loved
great
it.
Is that? Jeffrey loved it. It's so simple. It's fantastic. Would you like to, should I start at the beginning?
Oh, I wish you would. And talk okay. slowly, please.
Okay, so they had, in the morning, we teed off at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So it was very, very, very early.
Was it one of those shotgun starts, Mike?
Good shotgun question, start. I was picked yeah. up. The clown car arrived for me at 6:25 with all of us players in there. It was fantastic. And
who drives? Who drives?
My cousin Billy drove. He was the wheel man, nice. And because Carla wanted a car and a car, so it was great. And they had donuts at the. I didn't have any breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
didn't have
it's
any
too
breakfast,
early.
So it was off to the. And they brought in tons of donuts.
How's the quality of the donuts? Because as you know, a donut is not just.
It was
a donut.
The big chain. It was the big chain.
Okay, all right.
It was the big
double
it was
D.
The double D. D. It was the double D.
Tasted like Noxzema.
You know what? They weren't too bad. They were pretty fresh.
Yeah.
They were
pretty fresh.
The first one was pretty
fresh. How fresh were they? How many fresh were they?
Look. There were. I like a standard glazed donut.
Killer.
Don't mess up the. Paul claims that he would have shot better on one of the holes if he didn't have frosting on his golf club. But that
was that code?
Yeah. But Paul, by the way, my brother-in-law Paul, who is much older than I am, he just got done doing a 82-mile bike tournament thing. So he did that in Boston. So he's in shape. My cousin Billy hikes all over the mountains around here. And then my friend John, he's a guy that is just in the gym 4 times a week. So I'm playing with 3 men that are far more physically fit than I am.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a boys' day out. It's my anniversary. And this is the day that I've said, okay, I've been really good on my eating program. So I said, I'm going to throw caution to the wind, have a little fun
You're
at the tournament.
You're
going
to celebrate.
Yeah. I'm going to celebrate. And so... Yeah, and I had one donut. I had one donut, and then
lying.
I had two.
Yes.
I had two, and then I then
did
in
you
the
stop
middle
at
of,
two? Did you?
Well, I didn't. No, I didn't have a third donut. I didn't have a third
Good.
Donut. I did have a. I did. We were on the sixth
you
hole.
Know,
I think
a cruller counts as a donut.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What is a blueberry muffin? What is that? One of those giant...
It's another pastry.
So okay, you went two donuts, but three pastries.
The breakfast consisted...
Venn diagram.
Throughout the morning, prior to lunch, I had two donuts and a blueberry muffin.
Okay.
And the blueberry muffin was the size of my son's head. So it was... and I also got a little of that muffin spooch. That's just not a healthy... A muffin is not... A muffin like that is not a healthy food.
That's why they call
stuff.
Them muffin tops.
It's, and I contributed to my muffin top, too. But you know what? It was a chilly morning.
No
we were
big
walking.
Deal.
We were exercising.
Did
you
see the muffin man?
I did not see the muffin man who lives on Drury Lane.
That's the one.
Yeah. And but it was... You know what? I played well.
You
I had some very...
Yes!
who lives on Drury Lane? And it's a small place, and they have, and so I thought I'd heard that there might be like a chowder or a lobster stew, but I didn't know until we were done at 12:30.
Wait a second. There were rumors.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. There was.
They
talk.
Had it last year. They had it last year. Yeah, he said, Paul had mentioned to me. He said when he got me, you know, he needed to hook me into this thing.
Yeah.
He said, and by the way, they have lobster stew. I said, I'm in. Yes, I'm in. No.
But when you say rumors, you sort of indicate that it might be secretive. It's like a, you know.
Well, no.
I can't promise anything, but last year.
I have played in many more elaborate charity tournaments. You know, we have them around D.C. all the time, and I did them all throughout my career.
Yes, three
and,
a
you
day.
Know, some of them, I played in ones where you get, like, golf shoes and a bag. You know, you get great stuff. This didn't have that, but the food, let me tell you something. No, we don't need to break for this. Just hold off on the break for a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got done with
slow,
the round.
Slow.
We came. We come in. It. There is inside the locker room. They have a like a buffet table set up, and they have a hot dog. They have a hot dog machine. You know the little clear machine. It's
the
got
turning
the steam,
thing. Yeah.
The steamed with the. It's got the whole thing going, and they got the regular hot dogs, and then those red tops.
Oh.
Those red
oh,
poppers they
love.
Have
yeah.
here. They have the red poppers. So I had a red popper. And a bowl of lobster stew. And then I went back and I had a second
there you go. So you got to take advantage, Mike. You don't get that every day.
Stew.
Were
it
they serving you? Were yeah. you serving the lobster stew to you? Or did you?
No, the lady was fantastic. She would take a big scoop of the lobster and then she would put the stuff on top of it.
Oh,
so it was really.
Perfect.
It was.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it was great.
Third bowl?
Thank you.
Or just two bowls?
No third bowl. Okay. I had the red popper. Two bowls of lobster stew, and then a coffee ice cream hot fudge sundae.
Oh.
Wow, coffee and hot fudge?
Yes.
That's
yeah,
a
coffee
good mix.
And hot fudge. Thank you. With a little whipped cream on top,
well,
too.
Well, sure. Why stop
yeah.
there?
Yeah. And the good news is I didn't throw up in the car. So that was but, yeah. Eastern Maine, Maine Coast Memorial. That's it. Thank you very much. Hope everybody at the hospital enjoyed that. Yeah, but the food they serve, they could probably get a few patients in there by the end.
Well, they're drumming up business. It's like the you know, the chiropractor that ices down the sidewalk in the wintertime.
Full Sunday after the stew.
Yeah, I probably was home for about a half an hour before the sugar rush left. It was good.
Carl, I'm home.
Yeah. Then I had to go to Walmart, pick up the wedding cake. We had a little of that before we went out to dinner.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I ate a lot. I ate an awful lot. Thank you. Walked 2.5 miles today, though. Thank you.
I'm
back
sure
on
that
the
made
stick.
A dent.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills of the Mike O'Meara Show.
The best of O'Meara.
So that's it. It was a delightful weekend. I was very happy. Enjoyed football yesterday. Carl was nice enough to let me kind of veg out and you know, do what I you know, my what has turned into a Sunday tradition, watching the Redskins lose. That's the way it is.
And you know, it's funny. You mentioned everyone got what they wanted for their anniversary, because when we were talking about you getting her a cake,
yes.
We said, what does a guy want for his anniversary? Wants to be left alone.
Left
and
alone.
And you got everybody. It's a win-win, Mike, for everyone
she got
except
me a card.
The Redskins.
She got me a nice card. She got me a nice card.
Checking
and,
it.
Yeah, she got me candy, which I really didn't need. I actually we ended up she bought it and then she threw most of it out because I didn't you know I wasn't allowed to eat it.
That's a complicated lady.
Oh, no, because it's after she probably didn't bank on Mike going and binging himself at the golf tournament.
I told her too everything. Yeah. Well, I didn't tell her right up front, but I told her later everything that I ate, and I just came clean because she's kind of my
like that scene in Goonies.
Yeah,
where they have
Rocky Road.
Now where they have Chunk's hand in the blender and he's like. I'll tell you everything.
Chunk.
Yeah, but
greatest character names in the history of movies, Chunk.
When you
I
came,
love that.
When you came clean, was it because you were doubled over with a tummy ache?
No, I actually, you know what? I, to be perfectly honest, even with my healthy eating over the last few months, I can still knock bad eating like that out, and my body kind of says, "Well, attaboy. Welcome home, welcome home." I actually felt wonderful.
You bounced right
I
back.
I felt wonderful. Yeah. I did it. To be honest with you, the wedding cake in mid-afternoon, like 4:15, 4:30, that was not. I wasn't having that too much. I just had a small piece.
Okay,
that was it. I really did
because you had another meal after to go to.
I was we had at the local wonderful restaurant where I had and I had dessert with that too. And
can we get just a?
Would you like the? Would you like the? Would you like the whole
rundown?
Thing? We'll get my whole diet from the day. Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay. Well, it was two bottles of wine that we had at dinner.
Nice.
Carla and I, we both and really to be honest with you, Carla drank her half of one and then. A little bit of the second, but it was mostly Daddy.
Oh, you see, I that's not what I envisioned. I envisioned when the waiter came over and said, "Would you like something to drink?" Carla said, "I'd like a bottle of wine." You'd say, "I'll have what she's having."
No, it was a long evening, and we did that. Then I had oysters Rockefeller.
Mm. Oh.
And I had lamb for dinner with a little potato casserole and some lovely green beans.
Any mint jelly?
No, I don't. I don't take that with my lamb.
Good.
So we had like lobster, oyster, lamb.
Right. Wow. It was an incredible day. It was. I felt like. What was sort of dessert was Jack Daniel's chocolate chip ice cream.
Wow. So that's your second dessert of the day.
This was a fancy restaurant, thanks to our listener Dirk.
Dessert of the day.
Yeah.
Third dessert.
It was wonderful.
You had Dirk, three desserts in one day.
Dirk was gave this gift to us for our anniversary and said, you know, knock yourselves out. And we sent him an email that said, please don't. And then he came and said, you're giving me a gift if you do this. And we went, and it was generous.
Sweet.
And I was blown away at that. Yeah. And I've known him personally.
You had to take
advantage.
You had to.
He is actually hung out with Carla out in Reno at one of the shows, so we knew him.
Wonderful person. He truly is.
Very, very cool to do that. And, the Jack Daniel's chocolate chip ice cream at the end of the night. I got home after that and went up to bed, and then for just a second, the body went a little crazy, and I resisted the urge to go back downstairs and have another piece of wedding cake.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. Wait, it's gluttony. It's gluttony, you know.
Your body went crazy after the third dessert?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, because it was saying you've been feeding me like this so much. I want more. I want more. I was a little buzzed too. You know how you're a little buzzed.
Sure.
Oh yeah, you get even hungrier.
Been there.
Yeah, it was great.
Might
but,
be there right now.
is that like food porn for you?
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, no.
That was great.
That sounds
well.
Horrific.
To be honest with you, we
oh
are getting
God.
Such.
And you
wonderful...
see, I'm not even that much of a lamb guy, but thinking about it in context of the story, lamb is exactly what he needed for dinner. Lamb was right. It was exactly
I
right.
I hear what you said, and I hear it's sheer terror because I feel like I would feel so horrible the afternoon and probably the next day and the day after.
I did not
but why
feel...
is it you can drink and you know you're going to feel bad the next day, but food is so oppressive to you?
That is a great point. Mm. I, for some reason, I feel like I can run and sweat out that alcohol in order to get rid of the lamb. The oyster, the lobster, the other dessert. Like, all that seems so daunting. Like, how are you going to shed those calories?
I am stunned that I did not feel worse on Sunday, but I did not feel bad on Sunday.
Because you're a champ.
Strong like bull.
I didn't feel bad. I felt a lot worse with booze than I have with overeating. It was A-OK. Everything was fine.
All right.
Excellent.
I was very, very content. And then
meanwhile,
today,
your heart's
doing
push-ups.
I'll tell you, you know what was difficult yesterday? What was difficult is going back on my regular eating because yesterday compared to Saturday, I felt like, you know, you have me in some sort of prison and you're doling it. And it wasn't. We had a decent breakfast, you know, a lunch and a dinner. But I felt like I was being starved. And Carla had to treat me like I was some sort of rehab patient. No, you can't have that. Don't touch the baby's food. You cannot have that. Put that back. Put that down. Don't touch that. Mike, you're sabotaging. No. And then I was saying things like that.
Can I have an apple, please?
Yes, you may have an apple. You may eat an apple.
Now,
you may have one apple.
When you lowered yourself to the apple,
great
that's
apple,
obviously not what you went for originally. Was it an overall food craving, or did you crave sugar and starch?
Carla made some muffins yesterday because she's Susie Homemaker, and there's
Has she seen
muffins.
The Muffin Man?
she made these she made these health muffins,
yes,
oatmeal something, and she put the wrong kind of salt in them. So when I bit into this muffin, I bit into like a granule of salt.
Oh, did she use like kosher salt instead of
granulated? They're like 80 calories each. They might even be 50 calories each. And so I think it was like the rock salt, not rock salt, or what was it, kosher salt?
Kosher salt is much more coarse, yeah.
Whatever it was like granulated salt, and I bit into it, and I said, I pissed her off a little bit. I said, hey, Carla's delicious salt muffin. So that was it.
I tell you what, so, if they're a bust and every cook has
I spit it out and I went over to the refrigerator and I wanted to get, she makes these health cookies too, these like oatmeal health. Everything's got oatmeal and raisins in them. There weren't any raisins in the muffins, though.
Well, there were.
Food is my life. Good. Do you think food's too important to me?
No.
I think it really is.
No.
I think it's
save
much
those too muffins, important. Though. Yeah. Put them in the freezer. You'll need them the next time the driveway freezes up.
Grind them up with the oatmeal. It'd be fantastic. So I went over and she said, you may have one of my health cookies. So I went over.
Did she talk like the nurse in Fat Joe?
You may have one of the health cookies. So I didn't know the whole show was going to be food today, but I can't help it. It's part of my life. So I had one, and then I wanted another, and she said, no. I said, just one. She said, no. By the way, they're made with applesauce. They don't have any flour in them or anything like that.
Okay, yeah.
Any of the really good stuff, like butter or any of that. So she wouldn't allow me to have the second health cookie, so I was able to get an apple. But it was a 10 apple.
Have the Honey Crips hit up there yet?
The HCs are up here.
I bought my first dozen this week.
Yeah, the HC. Oscar, you don't share our love for the Honey Crisp, do you?
When my girl brings them home, I'm happy. But you know, I'm not searching for them.
Except no substitutes, people. Be very careful.
The best way
to identify a Honey Crisp apple, they're as big as a human head.
Yep.
Okay. They really are huge. If you don't get the big, if you see some little knockoff that says it's a Honey Crisp, that's BS.
Yes.
It's not a Honey Crisp apple.
Also, they're small and they spell crisp CRYSP. To avoid copyright.
Right. And if the honey is spelled HUGHNEY, Huney, you don't want to do that.
I baked with them this weekend.
Oh, you didn't just eat them in a health?
Well, no, I had one. When you make an apple crisp, you should have a sweeter apple and a tartar apple.
You're just giving it away. You're not eating that apple crisp, are you?
Well, of course. Of course. We had dinner club. We had supper club. We had our swingers club.
Oh, you had your supper club.
We hosted
club.
It, so I had to make a dessert.
You had to make it.
Well, you have to make a dessert. It's part of the deal.
Of
so I used 5 Honeycrisp and 5 Granny
Mike.
Smiths.
Mike, his guests love it. It's not Rob.
You have to be a good host.
What else did you have? I guess we have. Look, this is going to happen occasionally.
We love food, right, people.
We might as well dive in. What else did you serve at the? Were you responsible for the entire night of food at the supper club?
We hosted, although the Feuerbachs brought a salad because
were the Chubbs there?
The Chubbicks were there, and the Chubbicks brought an appetizer soup. It's like a little guy that served almost like in a shot glass. That was a sweet potato quinoa soup or quinoa. How do you say it?
Quinoa,
and it was fantastic. I don't think I'd ever had quinoa before.
Well, because it's healthy.
Soup. Well, exactly.
are the Chubbickses are fit, right? They're fit people.
Absolutely, yeah.
Are they the fittest in your supper club?
No, I'd say the Feuerbachs are.
Yeah. The Feuerbachs?
Yeah, but okay. I know who's not the fittest, and that's the Spiewacks.
The Spiewacks.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say that if you had any trouble ranking the top three, 4 stays pretty static.
What was the entree for the evening?
We had a broiled salmon along with sautéed asparagus and mashed potato.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, salmon, though. You know,
it's healthy.
Oh, it was
great.
Yeah,
that's true.
Pretty good.
It was great.
True.
We had a dill and a pesto sauce on it. It was really good.
Any Dunkin' Donuts? Anybody bring any Dunkin' Donuts?
No one brought any Dunkin' Donuts, no. Right, but I did make – 2 of our attendees are gluten intolerant.
Yeah.
So I had to make a mini apple crisp with non-gluten topping.
That was generous of you to take the time.
And I had never worked with a gluten-free Bisquick-style baking mix before.
That's a shocker.
And it is, Mike, it is as fine as powdered sugar. I mean, you know, Bisquick is like heavier than flour, right? So you open. I open this little box, and it's like, poof, and there's a cloud. And the entire kitchen, no gluten, but it's just dust.
Do you wear an apron when you're in the kitchen? Do you wear an apron?
I have, but I did not this time. No.
Yeah, but we might have to start calling you Caitlin. I really think that.
Hey! He loves cooking.
I do love cooking.
He loves cooking.
Yeah,
he does all the cooking. Carrie doesn't do any of the cooking. He does all the cooking.
I do a lot of the cooking.
That's
yeah.
nice,
does Carrie do any cooking?
Sometimes, yeah. She will occasionally handle dinner. But she works so much
harder
than me.
Now, wait a minute. Handling dinner and cooking from scratch is a different
thing. Oh, yeah. You know what? Carrie is more of a breakfast person than me.
Okay.
And so she will oftentimes do, like, you know, pancakes or waffles for eggs for the kids. Stuff
like
that.
I like kale for some. You know, and that's what I miss about Maine is that we would make pancakes, right?
Oh, the breakfasts were great.
Yeah. That was
we had a little pre-show breakfast. And you know that
I haven't had pancakes. Whoa. Since Maine, I think.
Have you seen
that
on my wife's page?
Nobody ever makes it for me.
Have you seen on my wife's page
over tomorrow?
The healthy pancake? Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's the mashed up banana one, right?
It's pretty
banana
incredible. Mm. Pretty incredible. Still kind of getting it right.
I think the worst food day I've had this last year, and I actually, it was fun. I ordered a pizza and I ordered wings with the pizza. So two things.
Yeah, but the pizza didn't count because it didn't have sauce or cheese.
No, not that one. But it was a small pizza and I think I ate half of it, right?
Right.
And seven wings, I think, came with it.
Since we are on the subject, yeah. I have to be honest with you, because food was such a big deal yesterday with me because I was just not allowed to eat my regular food, that incredible orgy of food I had Saturday, followed by my normal eating day, which made me feel like I was starving. So I went online, and I'm looking at all these different food things.
Oh,
and
my God.
For like 10 minutes, I was like, they take pasta, you boil the pasta, and then you put the little nests of pasta in the muffin tins, and they shoved it in the muffin tins, and then they put marinara sauce in there, and then they take a tiny little meatball, and they jam the meatball in there, and then they put Parmesan cheese on top of it, and they bake it, and then they bring it out.
It's for the Italian on the go, Mike.
And they put a little more marinara, and then they sprinkle it with, and so you have these little cups, these little tiny little cups of pasta. It was really fun. What are we doing? Oh, my God!
You know what?
Help me. God, help me, please.
Away from food, I will say this. I know that every person, you know, we have four couples in the supper club.
Yes.
Every house has its own personality, kind of, when you host. And I realize when the people come to our house, they come to get loaded. And there was, again, a lot of drinking at my house.
So in your supper club, do people drink more at your house than the other houses?
And historically, that has been the case, which means we don't eat until late. It was the last hot day of the week. And so Carrie, as she was running out the door to work, said, figure out a signature drink for tonight. So I went online, and Martha Stewart had her version of like a hurricane almost.
Right.
So it was two kinds of rum, grenadine, pineapple juice, and orange
You're
juice.
You're serving hurricanes for dinner?
Well, no, before dinner, cocktails.
Oh, my God.
And so
did you make them super strong, extra double strength?
I did not make them extra double strength. I would say
you don't want to get Mrs. Chubbuck's loaded?
I said, we'll make them
Chubbuck's
relatively strong, and I made a double batch, and I thought this should be good. And Carrie has this
thing. Do the Chubbuckses get drunk the first?
I don't know. You know, I've never ranked it.
And I just said that so I could say Chubbuck's.
Yeah. Chubbuck's.
Carrie has a thing. It's like a glass decanter with a spigot on it.
Yeah.
So I made a batch of these, and then people could just serve themselves and put them on ice, right? And I realized that we had been there like 20 minutes.
Would you like more hurricane, Mrs. Chubbuck's?
The thing was empty.
Ah.
And we got to a point. Yeah, you know what? Not only did we make up many more batches, we ran out of orange juice, we ran out of pineapple juice, and when I looked how much was left of the two kinds of rum at the end of the night, it's a wonder we all survived. And so I'm pleased that the reputation...
Any vomit?
There was no vomit. No vomit. But I do know that the Chubbuck's didn't make it to church on Sunday.
Oh, God, love it.
Living in CI, who the hell am I?
The best of O'Mara.
Welcome back to the show. Well, I am very, very happy that Rob is being the father of the year and going to another back to school night. Any drunks last night?
Now, keep in mind, that was not back to school night last week. That was parents' night at the high school.
You know what? Look. Let me explain something. And why you clarify this is
no one
the
cares.
The kids are going back to school, so any effing thing you're going to is back to school night. And if they have a problem with that, they can me. Okay.
Wow.
Do you have any inside information about the Redskins?
It's not back to school night. That is the parents' night. Whatever.
But you see, the reason I say this is because back to school night for high school is next week.
Oh, and you're going to that.
You have to go.
No, don't go. This time, don't go.
You don't have to go.
There are, first of all, harder working fathers that actually don't go to these things because they're working till 9 o'clock at night.
And their kids are just fine.
Carrie can't go next week because she has a concert.
What?
Yeah, she's taking Julia to a concert. Julia, well, the girl who's benefiting from back to school.
Wait a minute. You're going, you were 2.5 hours at the high school the other night, and you're going back next week?
Yeah, to meet the teachers. I want to meet the teachers.
Oh, all right. I understand that.
I mean, the teachers.
Have you ever missed one? Have you ever missed one?
Yeah, I think I did. I think I missed a couple 1990. Early ones.
Yeah. It was,
no, when we were, you know what? When we were doing the afternoon show, I missed them. Because you couldn't get home.
You know what? I understand that, and then because of that, you probably want to make all.
I do want to make all of them.
It seems a little
because
ridiculous.
Does it really make a difference?
It does. No. If you want to. No, here's why it does. Here's why it does. No. When the kids come home and they complain about some bitchy teacher or some pain in the ass teacher, if you've had at least a chance to eyeball them, you can put it into perspective.
Well, in my home, we couldn't complain about teachers because that's just not the way that we rolled.
Okay, mm-hmm. Well, that sounds pretty healthy.
No, I don't. I'm a father that believes in siding with the educator. And not that I'm going to slam my kids, but our society is rife with these parents that anything their little darlings do.
If I came home and I was bitching about a teacher, my mom would have given me a sopapo, which is basically a smack to the face. Like, what are you doing?
Not acceptable in my house.
Well, you know
it was not done.
Those people don't get paid enough for what they do. I've sided with teachers.
To a fault. That it can go the other way a little bit too. There are probably sometimes when the teachers are unfair, but that's life. Life is unfair, just like when you have a boss.
The bad role sometimes with a bad teacher.
Yeah, everybody has, I'm sure.
But you see, here's the deal. To understand that, and this happened with one of Julia's elementary school teachers. She had a lot of trouble. We did conferences and everything, and eventually, I sat down with Julia. I said, "You know what? I think you're right. You're not going to get along with this teacher no matter what happens. However, you need to do it. You need to make it work."
What about just respecting your elders?
That's what I said, Oscar.
And not being coddled because there's a personality conflict with the effing teacher when you're in fifth grade.
I really love the fact that you prepared your response before I spoke, but allow me to address it.
Yeah, he was saying the same thing, Oscar, in fairness to him.
I said you have to deal with it. You have to be respectful, and you have to get through this year. And I said that you're going to have experiences like this through the rest of your life. You might even work with a jackass.
It pisses me off that you even have to have a conference about that. That should be
a known. It's called teaching your children. That's a kid. All right? It's a kid and they don't know.
You know what my parents taught me? They said, suck it up. They make the rules.
Okay. And it's worked out great.
I don't think that the issue I take with the high school is that you were 2.5 hours, which you hated every minute
of. I did.
And then they are schlepping you back. It ought to be one deal where you go in and meet the teachers. That's all you need to do.
That was all administrators. And it turned out a tremendous circle. It was useless.
Absolutely.
But you don't know that until you're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
And so with that said, I do enjoy the back to school night because you get to meet the teachers. Found out an interesting rumor that I will dance around very carefully, that perhaps one of Robert's teachers might have been on the Ashley Madison list.
This is why he goes.
So there was some decent gossip last night. That was good.
Can't you just have the Chubbucks FaceTime you in?
I think that'd be great. But also with the Chubbucks, they have 700 kids. If anyone's going to do it virtually, I think the Chubbucks have earned it.
Do the Chubbucks have kids Robert's age too?
Jillian is going. No, not Jillian.
They really do have 700
Faith.
Kids.
Faith is going to the middle school this year.
Yeah, I have faith that he'll get some contraception.
Sorry.
There was no obvious drunkenness last night because, you know what, about this one moves because you go in and there's 7 minutes in a class, 4 minutes to get to another class, and so it moves. You're never.
You met the teachers at middle school last night.
Yes, but here's the thing that was great. The people that were most misbehaving were probably me and Carrie, and we know now. It's been a long time since we've done a middle school back to school together because for a couple years, she had to go to Robert's classes. I had to go to Julia's classes because it's the same night.
By the way, let me just say the way I really feel. I think you're an engaged parent, and that's good for your kids that you do that. I think that's terrific. I think it really is. We mock you, but we mock you because that's what we do on this show.
Does anybody ever come up to you and say, usually a mom or a dad because somebody else is working, right?
Right.
Say, what do you do for a living again? When you both are just sitting there laughing, having coffee, enjoying life. I guess we're all jealous is what that is.
No,
really.
I mean, it did start at 6 o'clock, so even people with real jobs could be there.
What time were you out of there? What time?
We got out of there just before 8, I think.
Well, I mean, even if it starts at 6 o'clock, even slackers with real jobs.
Yeah. If you're doing the Wall Street dance, you're getting home at 7:45.
Yeah.
To be perfectly honest.
Yeah, but are you going to go to that meeting? You let the little lady handle that.
Mm-hmm. No, you're not. Probably going to go home and go right to that scotch. Yeah. Three ice cubes, pour it in there, take your suit off. You know,
yeah, it's like, where's the gin?
How was the dad turnout last night? Was that 50%, 70%?
Oh, no, I'd say it was 15% dads.
15% dads.
Yeah. And a lot slaying of the dragon stuck in traffic.
And a lot of one parent representing the family type situations.
He came in with his scab picking suit on today.
Yeah, he does every day, Mike. He has it in 5 different colors. He has the suit and 2 pair of pants.
So what was your total time commitment last night?
A little less than 2 hours, I think. And it was not. It was
so you've
not
had
bad.
You've had 5 hours outside of work. You've had 5 hours at these schools.
Yeah, and it'll go. We'll do another 2 hours next week, and then we're done for a while. But there was one teacher, and this was the moment that when we recounted it to Robert, he was mortified. This is a teacher that was talking about the best way to contact her. If we needed to, you know, have concerns about our kids. And she said, well, you can always email me. And they have A days and B days, right? Like 2 different schedules. And she said, on an A day, you can call me anytime between 10 and 11:30. But this is Carrie and I at this point, our eyes are rolling because we're never going to call this lady. And she says, now I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But you have to know I may be at a meeting or I may be doing a duty. Now, I know what she meant is that, you know, tasks fall on teachers that they have to take care of during their downtime.
I know what she means. I don't have a potty brain. What do you think I do for a living?
But she said, I may be doing a duty, and I immediately have to cover my face with a handout because this is a teacher that you can really perhaps picture doing that and really working at it. And so I turned my head slightly.
So she's a little Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah. Is that, and Carrie's head about? Is down. And when we make eye contact and see that we're both fully functioning grown-ups laughing at a duty joke, it gets worse.
I might be doing a duty.
Yeah. And so
I'd like to record that.
So we call Robert and we run down his list of teachers and then we tell him the story about the teacher doing a duty. And he said,
see, now you're shaking your head at that too, aren't you, Oscar?
Because you're just laying the groundwork for him to disrespect his teacher.
Absolutely. Yes,
no,
yes,
because
yes,
if you've laid 12 years of respecting grown-ups, and you know he is
amazing. Let's be now that you know I defend you, but I'm not, but we really haven't been doing that either. We have not laid 12 years of nonstop authority. You are. Your dad before you was. You are fight the system guys. You are get over on the man guys. That is that is the Spiewak code of behavior.
He doesn't. I'll say this. He doesn't respect me, but he does respect adults. He does.
Okay.
He's good about
that. He's a good kid.
He treats me like
crap. Well,
they're
both good kids. They're both wonderful kids.
We're telling him about this, and he pauses. He says, you laughed at a duty joke? And all of a sudden, he's 40 and I'm 10. And
yeah,
I said, well, we stifled our laughter. He said, did she hear you laugh? I said, no one heard us laugh.
Do you see the role reversal here?
Yes.
He's being the adult.
Yes.
He's being the adult in this situation.
Thank God someone is.
So
did
as
any
I
of
always,
the other parents hear you laugh?
Because now you're embarrassing him.
I said, Robert, this is one thing your mom and I know. We've done enough of these. We sit in the back of the classroom out of harm's way. No one knows we laughed. And then I said, and besides, wouldn't it be funny if she really was taking a duty? And there was a pause, and he said, yes, Dad, I guess you're right. But you shouldn't have laughed.
He's stressed out. He's starting school. Yeah. Let me ask you, during the you met all the teachers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All of them? Were there
none of that?
Any new hot moms?
No. They're, you know, it's sort of the Loudoun County code. The moms are either fat or plain. And then there's my wife, who is a knockout.
Oh, my God.
But there's a lot of, you
fat
know what I saw?
Plain.
And you know what?
Fat or plain.
I'm going to add a new category.
That's your boy Rob's P.
By the way, did all the teachers look like that clerk down in Kentucky that's now giving marriage licenses to gay people?
That's a lot of the administrators.
That rhino bitch who got born again 3 years ago and like been through 3 husbands and just it's her way or the highway. Yeah.
Mike, newly updated for 2015, there's a third category for the Leesburg mom.
Okay, there's fat, plain, and what?
Harsh.
Oh,
harsh.
No.
Yes. Like been there, like rough, right?
Yeah. Well, what it is you see the face and it's like
Will they be taking their textbooks home? Because there's been a lot of sunning and a lot of working out. And I saw a lot of women in knee braces last night. I don't know what that was about. But it's just, it's a fine class and a good school. And let's go get them.
I can give you a tip on that. It's called, it's something, you probably, maybe you didn't hear about it. It's called exercise. They exercise. That's,
really?
That's what they do with it.
Is that why they're such bitches?
That's why they're such bitches.
Okay,
absolutely.
Well, I'm really not.
So next week you meet all the teachers in high school.
The high school teachers, yeah. And Julia is playing it so cool. I think personally, and don't tell anyone, I think Julia is a little overwhelmed and she doesn't like that. This is a massive high school and it's a big change.
Mm-hmm. High school can be overwhelming.
So in
absolutely.
Order to cover the fact that she's overwhelmed, she's playing it super cool. And so we were talking to her last night. I said, what teachers do you like? What teachers do you not like? And she was going by class. I said, what are their names? She says, I don't know my teachers' names.
Really?
I said,
yeah, that's high school. That's high school.
But she said, you're going to play it that cool? Really? Mm-hmm. That you're going to pretend not to know?
What'd
she
say?
She just said, I don't know their name. I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
so
do you get the impression that she's enjoying the experience so far? Or is she kind of, some kids just don't, you know, Elizabeth didn't like high school.
I think it's going to take
that much.
I think it's going to take a little while. And I think what's going to help her is in a week or so when they start with the clubs and the extracurricular stuff. Also, one thing that's really bumming her out is that the one class she was looking forward to the most is a drama class because she didn't ever get a chance to take one in middle school. There was no drama classes. Her teacher is out for this week. So she's not even met her theater arts teacher yet, and that's the class she really wanted to take, and it hasn't even started yet. I think she's going to land on her feet. She's a resilient kid. She's a smart kid. But it is. It's a scary big school, and it's a big, big change. So I think she's going to be fine. I think it's just going to take a little while.
Yeah, the drama teacher, she would have had a chance to meet her, but the drama teacher was doing a duty.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Hey!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Do, 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 4th of July.